This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger. Joining me today is Dale Maley. He is from Fairbury, and he's an area historian focusing particularly on his own neighborhoods there in Fairbury. Dale, how are you?
I'm very good.
It is good to have you here because you always have a lot of great information, and I understand you've been working on a new book about the McDowell family of Fairbury.
Todd, I usually focus on Fairbury history, but what I'm going to tell you about today includes the ghost town of Avoca, the city of McDowell, Pontiac, Chatsworth, Fairbury, Gibson City, and Fairbury, Nebraska.
Okay.
So I'm going to cover a pretty wide amount of your listing area here today.
I was just going to say, that's about all of Livingston County and then some.
Back in August of last year, I toured a group of five people that were from Fairbury, Nebraska. And at that time, I knew that one of our McDowells had traveled out there and actually established that town and named it after his hometown back in Illinois, after Fairbury. So there was two Fairburys in the United States. Now, I knew that they named their streets about the same way we did ours here, but other than that, that's about all I knew about the McDowell family. So I decided it was time to brush up on the McDowell family history, so I constructed a family tree, and I gathered all the historical information I could find and used that research and turned it into a history book. Now, that McDowell family tree was a little complicated because it ended up with more than 250 people, so it's a really big family.
Okay.
And they often reuse names, so it was really hard to keep them straight sometimes.
Okay.
But in a nutshell, James McDowell had nine children, and three of those children's families came to Avoca Township north of Fairbury. The descendants of those three children started up Avoca, which is now a ghost town. There's still a cemetery there. The city of McDowell, with a population of 33, Fairbury, population 3,800, Gibson City, 3,400 people, Pontiac, 11,900, and Fairbury, Nebraska, 3,900. There's a Pontiac, Illinois connection because one of the McDowells was Mary McDowell, and she married Samuel Ladd. And Mr. Ladd was one of the pioneering citizens of Pontiac. In fact, I believe Ladd Street and Ladd School were both named after him. There's also a Judge Payson back then in Pontiac, and I'm pretty sure Payson Street is named after him. I was really lucky in this book. I had some living descendants of one of the McDowells help me write the book, so they provided me some extremely rare photographs of the Avoca Church, Avoca Cemetery, a wood bridge. I've never seen a wood bridge picture before in this area. Now, the most famous and accomplished McDowell was Judge Woodford G. McDowell. He lived from 1818 to 1904. He was a self-taught lawyer like Abe Lincoln. Another judge admitted him to the bar, and then he ran and became a Livingston County judge. He was also a businessman and a real estate developer. I mentioned when I started Gibson City connection, Moses McDowell moved from Fairbury to Gibson City in 1873 with his brother Frank. They were in the meat business. When they moved, Gibson City was a very small village, so they became upstanding citizens and really helped that town to grow. Then the Fairbury, Nebraska connection, Judge McDowell saw what happened when the railroad came through Fairbury in 1857. Overnight, that farmland that became Fairbury shot up in value, and this little town of Avoca shut down immediately. In fact, they started moving the houses to Fairbury.
Okay.
So he saw Fairbury grow dramatically because of the railroad, and he saw how Pontiac grew when it became the county seat. So he got the idea to go out to Nebraska with his brother and try to find a spot for a new town where a railroad would be coming through and make sure there's no other towns around so his new town could become the county seat also. So he did that, and then he bought farmland where he thought the new town would go. He lobbied to get the railroad, and he was successful on both counts. The railroad came through his land, and he founded the city of Fairbury, Nebraska, and he even brought in a newspaper man to kind of entice people to move there and promote the town, and I'll be darned if it wasn't named the county seat in Nebraska. So he guessed right on both counts, and he really made a lot of money from his land investments out in that area.
So the idea of an engineered community, some people have kind of poo-pooed that idea, but it's nothing new. This goes all the way back to the 19th century.
Now, every family tree has to have at least one scandal, and the biggest McDowell scandal is actually the same gentleman, Judge McDowell, Judge Woodford McDowell. It also involves Judge Payson from Pontiac. So is this Judge McDowell from Fairbury, when he entered the latter stages of his life, he enjoyed a pretty good reputation. But his reputation may have been damaged when he became involved with dealing with Franklin Oliver. He lived from 1787 to 1881, a very colorful pioneer settler of Chatsworth. He had thousands of acres of farmland. He was married and divorced many times. He got involved with a lot of lawsuits. After his first wife divorced him, she got some of his farmland, so he deeded some of his other farmland to Judge McDowell to prevent future wives from getting his farmland.
Okay.
And then at age 93, he decided to get married again, and he talked a 30-year-old woman from Saybrook into marrying him by promising her 700 acres. Now, of course, that story got national publicity back then. And then she called off the wedding when she found out that the land he promised had been placed in a conservatorship by his children. So once there was no land involved, she declined his marriage offer.
Well, so much for true love, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, Judge Payson, he bought 1,200 acres worth of farmland from this Franklin Oliver. He only paid him $4,400, and it was really worth $60,000. So after the gentleman died, two of his daughters sued Judge Payson in Pontiac, alleging he took advantage of a senile old man.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Payson won the first trial, but it was appealed all the way to the Illinois Supreme Court. And in 1896, Judge Payson lost in the Illinois Supreme Court. And they really chastised him for taking advantage of a, in their words, mentally incompetent old man. No lawsuits were filed against our Fairbury Judge McDowell. It was widely known that he acted as an attorney for the Oliver guy from Chatsworth. So the general public probably assumed that Judge McDowell may have taken advantage of him also. This turned out to be a really interesting story.
Dale, you've put all this in book form. Where can people find the book?
I donated printed copies to the Fairbury Domini Library, the Fairbury Echoes Museum, and the Pontiac Library. You can also purchase either Kindle ebook or printed versions from Amazon.com.
Anything else, Dale? Any closing notes on the McDowell family?
Very interesting family, and the book should be an interesting read. The extremely rare photographs are really neat to see.
We're talking with Dale Maley. He is an area historian. We've been talking about the colorful McDowell family and their story of how they helped to bring Fairbury and a lot of other Livingston County communities to life. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. That's the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.